Third line. Now we're going back to the Rabbanan who darshan klal pas klal as opposed to ribbing it ribbing. So the more wants to go through discussing this concept of a prat klal prat.
Okay.
So speak please. The Gemara wants to discuss this concept of a prat klal prat. The first Gemara discusses a prat klal prat klal, and then we'll go to prat klal prat. So where do we find that this works like this? The Tanya. So the we start with the klal prat klal. Pasuk says by the Meister Sheni that after the person exchanges the money of the Meister and he takes it up to the Yerushalayim, he has the Meister Sheni, he exchanges it into money, he takes it to Yerushalayim, so he's allowed to buy with it. What is he allowed to buy? Resatai kesem b'cholachar taben nafshecho. So the first part of the pasuk says you can spend the money, you can use the money for whatever you want, but which would mean even things which are not food. That's a klal. Ba'boker u'batzoin u'bayayin u'bashechur. Then the pasuk says four pratim. That's a prat. U'bachosh etishlochol nafshecho is chazav u'kolal. Then it says a klal. So it's a klal, prat, klal. So what do we have? We have a klal prat. Klal yitadon elakeina prat. So whatever you're being marbe in the klal has to be similar to the prat. See, I can't do it. Rav Papa Furish Primi Pri Begdule Karka. I've called Primi Pri Begdule Karka. Just so the examples of the prat are things which either are either something which grows itself or which grows off of something which grows. The bakar batzoin feed off that which grows. And the items which are pre are gedulei karka. Af kol primi pre gedulei karka. So whatever you're purchasing has to be primi pre gedulei karka. So you're being marba birds. You're being marba. You can't buy fish. Water, melach. Those things that you cannot use this money for those purposes. Okay. Michti, klal u'pratu klal ke'en pratu danina. So we darshan it. Basically, we limit, and we say that you can only do things which are like the prat. So klal basra my ahani. So what is the second klal do for us? So more says ahani la sufi kol the domi le. It would just be a klal prat. We have a rule ein b'klal el b'mashav prat. Could be only those things mentioned and nothing else. So the second klal changes that and says that it's not only these specific things, but even the other things as well, as long as they're similar to the prat. Okay. So, furthermore, prat uklalu prat ke'en haprat daninon. So we said a prat klal prat. We also do darshan that it has to be ke'en the prat. So pata basra mayahani. So what does the second prat accomplish for us? Ilav prata basra havamina would be prat klal, and the rule is by prat klal nasa klal moisiv ala prat. So the klal, the Torah writes a prat, and then it writes a klal afterwards. The klal is there to be marbre everything, even if it's not similar to the prat. Okay, so more says, so what are we left with? Umichti, let's see. Train klali uprata, if you have a klal, prat, klal, two klals and a prat. Or we train prati uklala, if you have a prat, klal, prat, you have two prats and a klal. Either way, ke'en prata daninun. You're saying both of them, the rule is you darshan ke'en a prat. So, and the logic behind it is because we look at a, when you have a klal prat klal or a prat klal prat, there is a klal prat in it and there's a prat klal in it. So a prat klal, we say the klal is the emotive, it's just a prat and then a klal, the klal is remember everything. We have a klal prat, we're saying there's only the prat and nothing else. The Torah said a klal, and it says, and this is it. It's coming to explain exactly what it is, and that's it. This is a combination of a prat klal and a klal prat. So the fact that the klal is after the prat is marbe something. The fact that the prat is after the klal is mamayat something. So we say you need to be marbe something which is similar to the prat. So they're both the same thing. So what's the difference if it's klal prat klal or prat klal prat? Naiki beni ubeni. What's the difference between the two? So more says Ika, the following is the difference. The Ilu Tartin Klali Uprata, when you have a klal prat klal, I Ika Prata the Domile, Filibakad Sad Marbinan. So the Torah is stressing giving more preference to the klal than to the prat, because there's two klalim, there's only one prat. So it's klal prat klal, so it has to be similar to the prat, but as long as it's similar to the prat in one way, that's enough. By trei prati uklalo, ika prati the domi bishneit stodin marbinin, bechad sad lo marbinin. If it's a prat klal prat, where the Torah is stressing the prat, it has to be more similar to the pratim to be marbit. So it has to be, and we say one way, two ways. Okay. Fine. Fine. Guess to go to the two dots. Michti prat uklal. In the case of just a prat klal, we have a rule: nas a klal moisiv ala prat. So the klal is coming to be marba. The Torah wrote the prat first and then wrote the klal. We understand that the klal is coming to override the prat totally. Misrabi komili. So you marbe everything. Umit riba. If you darsha, if you like before, we said there's that Rishmol darshan's everything is prat klal, but Rabbi Yehuda is darshing and it's a miyat riba. Nami riba hakol is marbe everything. Misrabi komili. So my ika bein miyat riba the prat to klal. When you're saying that you're approaching this as a miyat riba, or you're approaching this as a prat klal, there's no difference. So is there any difference between which way you're approaching it? So where says ika there is dilu prat to klal, rabbi nafilo olin vilulavin. If it's a prat klal, we say the way to understand it is the Torah gave an example. Then it says, you know, everything. So remember everything. Whereas a miyat and a riba, there's always a miyat still. The riba is just being marba. So that's the second, it means it's a strong riba, but there's always a miyat. So therefore, lulavan in, all in life. So back to our example over here. We would be marba just the shoots, which are that's vegetation. You eat vegetation, whereas the leaves would not be disraba and they would not be osir. So prat klal is actually marba more than a riba, than a miyat riba.
So a miyat riba has to leave at least one thing out.
Correct. Now, Satoshi just points out that the more used before riba miyat to be mazur Rabbi Eliezer Shita, who holds that all of them and the love of them are osir. Now the more we're here saying riba and miyat, we mean that only the love will be osir, the other will be mutter. Right, so how does that work? So it says that there are olin and there are olin. There's the soft, new, fresh leaves, which that is what you're being marba. And whereas the like the harder leaves, the thicker, heavier leaves, when that are not, that's our Gemara telling us that those are not nisrabi. Even Rabbi Yezer, when he said that lulav and olin are also usher to eat, it's only the soft, the olin rachin, the soft leaves. Okay. So that's the end of the sugya of Ribay and Migit and all those things. Let's see the Rosh. That the Rosh, the second Rosh. Minolei de hachihu. Minolei de mida b'tarihi, the midrash ke'en haprat. So what exactly is this mida that we have over here that we're darshaning? The Rabbanon, we're leaving behind the Eliezer, we're going back to the Rabbanon. The word does not bring the exact example that we're discussing before, which is the Leel Dashina Prat Uklal Uprat Maisi Klal Uprat Uklal. So we were discussing Prat Klal Prat, and the more brings, you want to know where we find that the Torah has such a concept, and we give an example of a Klal Prat Klal. So that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for a Prat Klal Prat, not a Klal Prat Klal. So my see klal and prat uklal. Ela tamuda yodah shadin echel hem. The more knew that they functioned similarly, and therefore the more it was felt comfortable saying, where do you find in the Torah that the Torah darshan something as a prat klal prat? Well, I see it over here in the case of klal prat klal. So primi pri boker vitzoyn mis abrim zumi zeh v'yodin. So they are able to be primary. I'm sorry. The rush touch primary means that they propagate. Vili karka shigdalem v'nizarim me'isrei adama. They grow off. They grow either in the ground or they grow off of that which grows in the ground. They eat vegetation. So afkola asuya oifis, and it comes to include birds. Ulamutei dogim fish gnats. And also things which do not propagate like water and salt. That's more in Erevin. If you would just have a klal prat, you'd say only the prat and nothing else. So the final klal is coming to include not only the prat, but things which are similar to the prat. The love klal abasra havelik klal uprat. It would just be klal prat. The rule is aim a klal ela mashiv prat. The way you darshan a klal prat is a Torah said a statement, and it says, you know, and then it gives. It says this means this is it and nothing else. Okay, so the Gemara says, what's the difference between two klals and a prat, or two prats and a klal? Shrei klal uprati, it's two klals and one prat. Iika de domile efilu b'chad sad marbinin. Since the Torah is stressing the klal more than the prat, as long as it's similar to the prat in some way, that's sufficient. Shrei prati uklali ad domile b'beis sodim. The mistama, the trei klalim are binin tvei michlad klalim. So we understand that the fact that there's two klalim is marma more than if there's only one klal. Dila prat uklalim are binin afilu olin. The nasa klal moshe vala prat rabbi kol mili. What's the difference between having it darshaned as a prat klal or a mit riba? If it's a prat klal, you marba everything. Klal moshe vala prat rabbi kol mili, it's marba everything. Meat riba the love and in olim loy. The meat riba havi kemoi riba umiyit. There's no difference in meat riba and riba umiyit. Riba the mamayit dabar echad. So, I'm sorry, meat riba and riba umiyit riba is the same thing. We said that the meat is there, you can't ignore it. It's excluding something. Okay. I want to do a little bit of this Balam Tosis, because he goes through explaining some of the way these things work.
Hello, good morning, Jonathan. Hello, good morning, Rabbi Greenga.
Okay. It's the second line in the Torah is Ach Temo. We'll explain over here. The midas miyat riba, kamidas pratu klal. I mean, they're both. You have the specific example, and you have the greater example. My midas riba miyat riba, rabin and tvei. So here we're saying that Miyat and Riba and Prat Klal function fairly similar, except with the exception of are you Mamayit one thing or not. But when you get to Klal Prat Klal and Riba Miyat Ribui, they're quite different. What? I'm looking at Tosis. The bottom Tosis. I started in the second line of the Tosis. Ach, Tema. Okay. So the more weather says like this, that a cloud prat cloud, you only marba can a prat. Riba miyat riba, you marba everything. And for each miyat that you have, you exclude one thing. So the cloud prat cloud, you can exclude many, many things based on something has to be done to the prat. And by riba, if you darshan is riba miyat riba, you say that the riba is marba everything. And if it says one, it's only gave one example, so that excludes one of all the items out there. Excludes one thing. You pick one thing, you exclude it. It says two miyutim. You exclude two things. So if there's 10 possible things to be marba, so a unique keina prat, they might exclude five or six of them, but because they're not similar to the prat enough. But if it's darshan riba miyut riba, you exclude one miyut. You exclude one thing, and that's it. Not your marba nine. So it's much more expansive. Over here we're saying that Prat Klal is actually marba more than Riba Miyat. Miyat Riba. Prat Klal and Miyat Riba. Miyat Riba actually excludes more than Prat Klal. By Klal Prat Klal and Riba Miyat Riba, Riba is marba more than Klal Prat Klal. What happens? How does that work? Rabbeinu Peretz Nishmasa Eden Hoya Noisin Tam Ladover Koshirogo Rashi Lefarash B'chol Malkam. Based on what Rashi says, Nishmasa Eden, his neshama should be in a Gan Eden. Tehechadika Klal Uprat. So when you have a Klal Prat, we understand that Havi Prat Pirusha Shal Klal V'soyser Mavatol HaKlal Lagamri Kilo Lo Hoya. That the purpose of a Klal Uprat is to the Prat coming second. The Torah wrote a Klal, and it says X. We understand that the point of X is to say we're explaining to you what we meant when we said the Klal, and that's it. Nothing more. Conversation over. So it's like there was no Klal at all. And then you have to figure out what to do with the cloud. But in regards to the halacha, it applies to only specifically X. That's by a cloud uprat. Avariba umiyat. That similar case, if it had been a cloud prat, if you would have darshan that as a riba and a miyat, we don't understand that the miyat is the pirish of the. So. So I think let's speak this out better. There's the Tosfos is quoting Rashi. Rashi is going to the heart of the conversation over here. When you darshan it as a klal of prat, means compare it to speech of people. Sometimes you make a broad statement, and then you say, "And I met X." That's it. So the Torah writes like that as well, according to him, according to Shmuel, or his Masara. The Rosham told us when he gave the Torah that that's how he writes. That when he writes, sometimes a klal and then a prat, the understanding is that the klal was just to give you the understand conceptually what we're talking about, and then I give you specifically what we're referring to. So that's how where if it's understood to be a riba and a miyut, it's not that the miyut is coming to explain what the klal was. It's not an explanation. It's not going from generalities to specifics. It's the Torah wants you to see it in an expansive way and in a limited way. Both are true. So the expansive way is marba, and the miyut is mamayit. So that's how you understand the relationship of a klal prat and a riba miyut. Then a miyut perushosh. Pirushai, what does he do over here? Shell ribui. It's not the pirush of the ribui. Levatal hariba legami kila lohaya, which would then undermine the whole ribui like it didn't exist. El ribui ksas or miyut ksas. That the point of a ribui miyut is it's marba sum and it's a mayat sum. Okay. Now that's when it's a klal prat. We understand now that when it's a prat klal, it's the same idea that the klal, which comes second, is defining the prat. I.e., when I wrote the prat, I meant it as an example, but the klal has come to tell you that it really applies to everything. That's how we talk. I give you an example. Say that. Okay. Now here's the general rule. So the main thing is the general rule that the prat is just an example, but it's not limiting the rule. When we want to tell you that the prat is explaining the klal, and it's limited to the prat, we write the prat second. The fact that we wrote the prat first tells me that it's not the pirush of the klal. It's an example. That's if it's a prat klal. If you darshan it as a miyut ribui, so the same thing's going to happen. We don't look at that the ribui afterwards totally obliterates the miyut. Just like in the case of when you had a ribui miyut, the miyut doesn't undermine the ribui, so vice versa. When it's a case of a miyut riba, the riba at the end does not totally undermine the miyut. So it comes out that whereas in the case of a klal prat, the prat ends up with is less than had it been a riba miyut. In a case where it's a prat klal, that ends up with more than if you darshan it as a miyut riba, because the main thing is by prat klal we're explaining riba miyut. We're not explaining; we're giving we're using the rules of like drushes of adding and subtracting. So we add a little bit, we subtract a little bit. So there's no difference between first or second. We got a miyut. Where am I? Let's skip. We're not dashing it as a riba miyit. Hilchuk marbinon min a klal shvo acharav. You're marbin from the klal which came afterwards. Everything. The mother darsh miyit riba. The eshalidrus hamiyit. The miyit is still darshit. The miyit larmer. Even in a case, takes out the word larmer. Miyit gam kashili lifnei aribui kamoi im haya acharei aribui. So if it's the point of the Torah is the Torah is explaining, so we say the final point is the final explanation. So if the klal prat, the final point is the prat. So that's it. Why did I say before? It's giving you a concept, understand the concept. But this is the case. If it's a prat klal, you're being saying, really, I just gave you an example, but I want you to know it applies to everything, whatever the klal says. If it's a mir and a ribu, it's not explaining, it's atrocious. This, we're being marbled a little bit, but being reminded a little bit. So there's no difference in this first or second. So the fact that sometimes a ribu and miyut adds more, sometimes it adds less than a prat klal, makes a lot of sense. Okay. So that's how he explains the difference. I think that's a very nice explanation. Then he gets involved in some other pratim, bad choice of words. He gets involved in some other details. Yeah, okay, let's leave it. I was late. You know what? I'm not going to touch the next one more. Let's do one more point over here. Itamar klalu prats ein makala masher prats in kakala my honey. So if it's klal prats, so what's the klal do for us? If at the end of the day, the Torah could have written the prat. But here it's the what you gain with a klal prat. Klal prat is a meter of the Torah that ain b'kala el masha prat, which means I cannot come along with a mamet sinur or a gzera shava or a kalva karma and be marbim more. If it just turned us wrote the prat, so it's the pasuk is open for other drushes to be marbim things. But here it's the lanelim gzera shava and mamet sinur tamein a prata. But now the Torah wrote a klal prat. It's actually limiting it, and bekal elamasha prat, and that's it. You cannot be marbe anything more using other types of drushes of imam and sino kabbalchaymer tzeir shabbat.
There was another sort of drusha.
The question is, if at the end of the day klal prat, we say and bekal elamasha prat. So Torah wrote the klal and wrote a prat. The Torah could just write the prat, not the klal at all. But only the Torah didn't need to write the klal at all. And that he's saying, if any pasuk, give a pasuk the Torah, says X. So Torah says, well, what he said, well, just like we find over here, we find over there, we make drushes, we make mamet sinos, we make zera shavas. Klal prat is actually is the Torah is coming over here to be mamayit, not to make other drushes, because the Torah said over here klal prat ain the klal masher prat, and that's it, nothing more. So you can't make a zera shava from the prat to somewhere else. Tosis says now you'll gain also v'hochi nami prat to klal the rabbi kamili ken maya hani prata el lenel mezer shava mekabel karmel lemayit. Sometimes we would use the zera shava to limit. The Torah wrote prat to klal saying over here we don't want you to limit. Over here you have to be marbe everything no matter what. So that's what you gain, but with these drushes. Whereas if it's a riba, me at the meat riba, the question is in the question, because you're arbing marb a little bit, you mean might a little bit. So I'm using both of that. But if it's darshaning as a klal of prat or prat of klal, at first glance it seems like I'm not using the first point. I'm only looking at the second point because that's the primary point. If it's a prat last, it's only the prat. If it's a klal last, it's everything. So what's the first point relevant? The first point relevant to tell me that this is specific over here, either as one thing or as everything, and that's it. Now, I guess one last point. Beriba umiyat beriba. Umiyat beriba. So, what's the difference? If you have a miyat and a riba, you're marbing your mamayat. You have a riba, miyat, riba, you're also marbing your mamayat. So, leave out the first riba, just have a miyat and a riba, and you're marbing your mamayat. So, what do you both? What's the difference between the two? Achil benem can appear shakunjas ba'am, like Rashi says in Sanhedrin, the riba umiyat, have a klal uprat uklal. The case of a riba and a miyat, so there we understand that the miyat over there is not to mamayat one thing, but it's to mamayat things. They have to kain the miyat. Rabbis kain a miyat besuloi. Riba umiyat, riba kalmili, v'hanu miyuti lemutei davarecha. So when it's a riba miyat riba, we understand that the fact that there's two ribuyim tells me that the miyat is specific to one item. But if it just be a riba and a miyat, I would be mamayat more than one thing, but things which have to be ka'en the prat. Okay, let's hold it here.